Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
So much for our community, and we have a little opera for him because he's a big supporter of the Pensacola Opera. Wherever I hear this music, it makes me just want to dance a little, like the ballet. It makes me feel very cultural.
Well, you are very cultural.
Yeah, sort of. Yes. It depends on the day.
You're a lady of the theater.
Theater. I'm also a Georgia Bulldog.
You've had something to celebrate, I believe.
Whew, lordy. I don't think I can take this anymore. For anybody that, and forgive me, for anybody that doesn't watch college football, I'll only take a minute, but this team is testing my heart. They seem to not show up until the fourth quarter and then pull it out by this, you know.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
That is the business end of the game. That's a good time to show up.
Well, all I know, though, is that the good news is I've had an annual bet now, I think, maybe 15-plus years with our good friend Dick Baker. Mm-hmm. He's a big Florida Gator.
Yes.
So back in the day when I was in Pensacola Five Flags Rotary, he used to have, whoever was the loser had to be on Monday, had the lunch at 12, had to greet everybody and wear the other team's T-shirt and colors and hat. So Florida had its run for about 13 years. I was not bitter.
It doesn't sound like it.
It was not my favorite thing to do. And of course, now that we're winning, we're not there anymore. So it's not fair. But the good, you know, the good news is we won at the last minute. But it's always a fun game. It's a very fun rivalry. And wow, it's just something. I love football season. I love the fall. This weather's gorgeous. So many good things happening with Fufu Festival this week, Malcolm.
Well, before we get to that.
Yes.
I have to do a little mea culpa.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I messed up transferring the tickets to Nathan last week.
Oh, no.
And the sad thing was, he sent me an email, and I didn't see it until after the game had started.
Oh, no.
So I felt awful about that. Probably messed up his plans.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Nathan, if you're listening, I sent you an email. I'll reserve the Saturday tickets. It's coming Saturday for you. I'll put that through.
Oh, good. So you have the four tickets for this Saturday's
game.
So hopefully, yes. Nathan, you'll hear that. I'll send you a text as well. And Malcolm's going to send you another email, right?
yes. I don't know what I did, but I messed up the transfer.
Oh.
That's the first time.
Oh, gosh.
I know you think I'm perfect, and most of the time I am.
You are.
On this occasion, I...
It's okay, but you know, if it's the only time since you've been doing giving away tickets,
the first time I've screwed up.
That's
yes.
Okay, you know, but we'll make it up to them.
And we have two tickets for Friday game.
Oh,
which we can do a little later.
Okay, great. That sounds good.
But on to something more positive.
Yes, sir.
Yes, on Wednesday is the Rock the Runway, the opera Fufu event.
Yes, we're going to be big time fun.
Yes,
White Tie Rock Ensemble is going to be playing.
Yep.
Lots of local celebrities are the models.
Yep.
And what time is it? Are there still tickets for that? Do you know?
I believe there are still tickets, yes. I think it's a... Is it a 5:30 start?
I'm looking it up right now, sir.
You know, I'm terrible...
Our research department.
Yes. I'm terrible at looking at things at the last minute.
Oh, well, let me look. It's going to take me a second, but let me look it up for you. But yeah, that's going to be a great event. That's an annual event that has been happening. And the Fufu Festival, lots of events. If you want to find out there's so many, it's almost too many. I've got actually in the next half hour, some people from the Fufu Festival committee are going to come in and tell us about some more of the events this week.
Great.
But in the meantime, while you're talking, I'm going to look up the Rock the Runway and give you the exact dates and times and where you can get tickets. And in the meantime, we have the new downtown crowd is out and business climate is on the newsstands. And it looks great, the cover. What is that a picture of, Malcolm?
Well, it is, you know, I was talking to my staff, Kelly, and before we left, and I said, that is very definitely an interesting cover. I was just looking for the explanation that they give here. But it's the, I'm trying to find the page here.
Okay, I've got the info while you're looking. I've got It's called Pensacola Opera's Rock the Runway Amped. It's going to be on November 5th at the Sanger. And, of course, the White Tie Rock Ensemble is performing. Runway seating is $65, so that's up close and personal. The balcony seats are $40, and you can get your tickets now. You can go to the Fufu Festival, FooFest.com, and you can just click on that particular event, and you can get the tickets there. But it should be a lot of fun, and I believe the show starts, let's see, let me check this again. I think it was at 7, if I believe that's correct. Yep, at 7 o'clock.
Oh, at 7, okay.
Okay, so that'll be a lot of fun.
I was going to be there at 5:30.
Well, you know, got to get up close to the runway, right? Get the best seats.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Well, if you go to page 15, then...
Is this in Downtown Crowd?
In Downtown Crowd.
Okay.
You can fool around and find out.
Ah, that's our theme this year.
A 12-day celebration of arts and culture.
It's exciting. There's so many things. I've already had a chance to go downtown and see the Afterburn display, which is right in the heart of downtown. It's like the umbrella display years ago. It's up in the sky. It's a tribute to our Blue Angels.
Yes.
Which is pretty neat. Pensacola Little Theater, Somebody to Love, is up and running, which is kind of cool because they're doing the show that they're doing, Malcolm, is the entire cultural center, the Clark Center. It's interactive with the audience. So I can't wait to go to that because I think that's always a lot of fun when it's off the stage and the audience is a part of it. So that's going to be going on this weekend as well. Gosh, there's so many different things that are happening. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, very quiet. I was supposed to go to Jazz for Justice. But
that's what I was wondering if you made it to that.
Well,
that was Sunday.
I didn't get off the golf course till 2 o'clock.
Oh.
And so by the time I got home, it was, I must say, I sort of slumped in the chair and didn't go. I'm ashamed to say.
Wow, well, you probably missed a great concert, I hate to say.
That is a great band, and I really wanted to see it. But several of my staff went.
Oh,
said
good.
They were great. Had a wonderful time.
Well, everything that you can count on, anything and everything that's being done with the Fufu Festival is going to be top quality.
Yes.
First of all, because the funding comes from the TDC, and the Fufu Festival Committee gives out grants to applicants who have a very rigorous application process. And typically, the grants are a lot of money. I mean, they typically are very high, and it's these projects that people or nonprofits normally wouldn't be able to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's special about it, is that they get the extra funding to do something special. So, for example, the Penn Arts is going to be opening with The Luck this weekend. And that event is happening over at the Gordon. And we had the folks from that show on last week and talking about that program. They're bringing in the Lubbin Brothers, who are very well-known musicians in Nashville. They're living there now. And they wrote the show. And this is the premiere of the show, which is very cool. So that's a special project. So it's exciting to be able to have Fufu Fest, and initially created for the off season to help bring in people and tourists and guests and to help the economy. But I think it's exploded into something much bigger than they even dreamed of 12 years ago. So it's really, I mean, there's something every night, so don't miss out.
Yes. It used to be, I heard, Nicole Stacy talk about on your show about there used to be the so-called shoulder season.
Right, that's right.
But that's disappeared.
Pretty much.
People come to Pensacola, it seems like, year-round.
Well, this is my favorite time. I just love the weather right now. There's no humidity. It's sunny. It gets like kind of warm in the afternoon. And I was out at the beach this weekend. Oh, Malcolm, the water is just exquisite. It is just this emerald blue, green, clear. Oh my goodness. And the white sand, not a whole lot of people were, you know, it was nice. It was just beautiful.
And not a cloud in the sky for most of the day.
It was beautiful. Yes. What a beautiful weekend. So I went to a wedding at a neat place this weekend. Have you ever heard of the Coldwater place up north of Milton? Kind of a special place where they have weddings and things?
Yeah, I believe we did an article on that in one of our wedding
editions.
Yeah,
it was really neat. We went to a wedding there, but I had one downside. The wedding was the same time as the Georgia-Florida game.
Oh dear.
So I thought, oh, no problem. I'll be able to check the score on my phone. Well, guess what? No Wi-Fi out there.
Oh dear. No.
So I have a picture of me eating my phone because I was so upset.
how, How thoughtless of the wedding couple to
Seriously,
do that.
Seriously. I said, what are you thinking?
Don't they know?
No, I know. What are you thinking? So one of my best friends was there. She's a Florida fan, and we were both just looking at each other like, but we love this girl, and we were so happy for both of them. So, you know, but it was just funny. It was funny. Mm. Thank God for the DVR and the recordings.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we've got the new business climate. So talk a bit about that magazine, because that's a special edition of Pensacola Magazine. What's so special about it?
Well, it is an annual edition, and Morgan, our business editor, who keeps very close tabs on what's happening downtown year-round, she compiles this special edition every October. It's called the Annual Downtown Edition.
Okay.
And it documents all of the commercial, residential development in the downtown area.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what you can find in this special edition of Business Climate. If you've got a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm is here. Just got a nice text from Jim. A shout out to you, Jim. Thanks for listening. Yes. He says, Malcolm is on the air. My day is complete.
Well, that was very kind. Yes, very sweet.
So thank you for that. So we're talking a bit about the business climate and this special edition for Pensacola Magazine.
Yes. If you drive around downtown and you've seen construction and said, well, I wonder what that is. Mm-hmm. Well, if you get a copy of the Business Climate, it'll tell you exactly what it is.
I love that.
When it's likely to be finished.
It feels like every corner I turn, there's some new development or construction. A lot of new housing, it seems like.
Yes, yes. And actually, I drive down Main Street and I noticed how the development on the old, well, they used to call it a stinky plant.
Mm-hmm. It's still, yeah.
That is shooting up. That complex is shooting up.
I saw that too this weekend. Wow. So they have all the different ones that you can look at. We need to give away some tickets, don't we?
Yes.
So we've got, what?
I'm assuming that Nathan wants the tickets for Saturday night. So it will be Friday night tickets.
And how many tickets?
And, well, there's four.
Okay.
My four tickets, great tickets. And it is the adult jersey giveaway night.
Oh,
so you
can nice.
Win doubly.
There you go.
And I'm not sure who they're playing. Some nasty people, no doubt.
With helmets and hockey sticks, I assume. Skates.
Yes.
Okay.
And
what do we need to do to win?
All you have to do is text in your name and email address.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to this very simple question.
Okay.
I've even given this some forethought.
Oh, boy. Now we're in trouble.
And we've already talked about it. There is an event Wednesday evening at the Sanger.
Mm-hmm.
What is that event?
Okay. So the name of the big event, what we just talked about.
Yes.
Your name and an email address.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll accept it to push the organization that is organizing
the
event.
All right. But just the name of the event.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 850-437-1620. First one in that gets it all correct will win four tickets to the Ice Flyers game this Saturday night. 850-437-1620. Okay. So while we're waiting for the text to come flying in, what else have you got on your agenda to talk about today, sir?
Well, if we can spend a little bit more time on the business climate, there's some really interesting articles. We've talked about this before, but Pickle by the Bay. Pensacola's new portside pickle opens for play. That's a tough one to say.
What was it? Pickle by the what?
Pickle by the Bay.
Ah.
Pensacola's new portside pickle opens for play.
This is the pickleball place.
Yes.
It's not pickles.
Oh, a good guess.
I'm assuming this is the pickleball place. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I went visited the staff there, Wilbur, who oversees the whole thing, and he showed me around the courts under construction and the indoor courts as well. It is a beautiful complex.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be nice.
It is a major addition to downtown.
I haven't had a chance to go by there. I want to take up pickleball because everybody raves about it and says it's a lot of fun. Have you played?
No, I haven't.
I know you're a golfer.
But people tell me it's addictive very, very quickly.
Okay, we have a winner.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we do.
What was the answer?
The answer was Rock the Runaway.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that was it. So Christian, and I hope I don't know if I'm going to mispronounce this correctly or not, Monlezun, M-O-N-L-E-Z-U-N. You are the winner. I am going to text you Malcolm's information, and he will be contacting you directly with the tickets.
I promise I won't screw this up.
All right.
This week,
so
I promise.
Congratulations to you, Christian, and I'll send you a text after the show. All right.
Interesting article.
Oh, and thank you to everyone that texted in. I'm sorry, but we'll be doing this on a regular basis throughout the season, so you'll probably have a shot next week.
Page 30. Mm-hmm. Many people have wondered what was happening on the corner of Spring Street and Garden Street. And
yes.
That is the new Jewelers Trade Shop.
Oh, I saw the rendering for that. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's been a tradition. That's been downtown forever, the shop that they're currently in.
Yes.
And this is going to be a beautiful state-of-the-art. It looks very, really, really nice.
Mm.
So that's exciting.
And there's a little piece about the Tristan Hotel and the Waverly, which is the corner of Spring and Garden.
Okay.
I guess a catty corner from the new Jewelers Trade Shop.
Oh, okay.
So there's going to be a lot of activity on that.
That corner. Well, everything has changed so much since we have the beautiful Community Maritime Park there now, and it's just kind of open. It's almost as if they open up a window and fresh ideas and lots of new construction, and it's really beautiful. And I've noticed that a lot of these newer developments are paying attention to their landscaping.
Mm.
They really are making it so that it's a beautiful, peaceful kind of look to it. It's not getting real industrialized. You know, that can happen sometimes in a downtown area, but it seems like they're making an effort to plant trees, to have walking space, and it's really beautiful.
One place I'm really looking forward to visit is, I'm sure they'll have a big grand opening, is the American Magic headquarters. Page 47, there's a rendering of the completed facility. That should be awesome to go visit.
I'm really looking
forward to that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Pep Talk. If you've got a comment or question for Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, text it on in at 850-437-1620. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is our lovely Monday morning time every Monday with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing, two publications that are out on newsstands now, Downtown Crowd and Business Climate, Northwest Florida Business Climate, which is a special edition of Pensacola Magazine. So be on the lookout for both of these. I love that Downtown Crowd, Malcolm, has got a whole lineup of everything that's happening with Foo Foo Fest. Mm. So if you're trying to find a calendar in print where you can actually look and see what's going on every single day, you can do that. We're going to have some guests coming up here in the next half hour. We'll be telling us about some of the events this week, which I'm excited about. So this is a great week here in Pensacola, and the weather's going to be gorgeous. Just gorgeous. You still here? Are you reading?
I was so enthralled reading Downtown Crowd.
He's so enthralled with his own paper.
I'd like to say that I read every word before it's printed, but honestly, we do so much anymore. Well, we've got such a great staff.
And you have many publications.
Yeah.
It would be almost impossible for you to do that.
So I find it fascinating when I read some of these articles.
I think you have a very, very good publications. I read them.
Well, great. I assumed you did.
Okay. All right. That's your cue, buddy.
I have to go?
Yes.
Okay.
We've been talking with Malcolm Ballinger. He's been our expert, sort of, this morning on
Pep
Talk. 850-437-1620. If you want to find out what's happening in Pensacola, you can always go to Ballinger Publishing, www.ballingerpublishing.com. You can download their digital versions of the magazines. You can read them online in your phone or pick up a copy at your local newsstand. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back.